You're very, very welcome. As I said, we're looking at this series, Nailing Our Colours to the Cross. And tonight, the subject I have been given is paramilitaries. And, you know, I laugh at this because Jamie and I, you know, when we worked up in the Kilcooley Forum office, people used to describe it as the UVF office base. And on one occasion, whenever I was working there, I got a letter sent to my house telling me, "Why do you hang about with these people?" I'm assuming that meant the paramilitaries. It said, "If you lie down with dogs, you'll get up with their fleas." And that was written by a Christian. And still to this day, I find that a very strange thing for a Christian to say. My job meant that I had to associate with the paramilitaries. I have been accused myself on many occasions of being a paramilitary, and the police themselves said, "There's no evidence to suggest that Mark Gordon is a paramilitary." And then, of course, some smart person said, "Just because there's no evidence doesn't mean you're not one." So you're stuck with labels. As I said many, many times, I feel like Mr. Ben, the children's cartoon character, because every time I come out of my house, I'm somebody different. Anyway, the Word of God, let's just pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, may you bless your Word tonight. May your Word do its work. On this subject, Lord, your Word is the final authority. And so it's to your Word that we turn, in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm reading first from 1 Timothy chapter 2, and it's verses 1 to 4. The Apostle Paul writes these words, "Therefore, I exhort first of all that supplications, prayers, intercession, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and all who are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and reverence. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Saviour, who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth." And if you want to turn, please, to Romans chapter 13, and the Apostle Paul writes these words again. Verse 1. "Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. Therefore, whoever resists authority resists the ordinance of God, and those who resist will bring judgment on themselves. For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to evil. Do you want to be unafraid of the authority? Do what is good, and you will have praise from the same. For he is God's minister to you for good. But if you do evil, be afraid, for he does not bear the sword in vain. For he is God's minister, an avenger to execute wrath on him who practices evil. Therefore, you must be subject, not only because of wrath, but also for conscience' sake." I'm a big fan of the BBC News. I watch it in the mornings and I watch it in the evenings. And on the 12th of September, the BBC News ran a story. Loyalist paramilitaries, the Ulster Volunteer Force, have been targeted in police raids in Greater North Belfast. It went on to say the PSNI carried out 13 search operations in residential and business premises in the city and Newton Abbey over 2 days. A PSNI inspector said their specific focus was the UVF and criminal activities linked to it. These types of organizations, criminal groupings, target the most vulnerable, the inspector told BBC News NI. They really are a blight on society and on the communities that they hold an influence over. These communities are in fear of these people. The inspector appealed for information, saying, "We're working hard to try and rid these communities of these paramilitary groupings. Paramilitary activity is a vestige of the history of Northern Ireland." So the police are targeting paramilitaries. Paramilitaries, by the way, for those who don't know, are armed forces separate from the state's recognized armies. The police are targeting paramilitaries, working hard to get rid of these groups who they say target the most vulnerable, who are a blight on society and the communities that they have influence over. They are a vestige, a remnant, a reminder of the history of Northern Ireland. In fact, the inspector hints by the PSNI's hard work, the paramilitaries are going away. Well, I know a lot of people who would disagree with that statement. Although the PSNI say they're working hard to try and rid society of loyalist paramilitaries, in particular the UVF in this instance, my message tonight, and let me be clear, to quote Jerry Kelly, let me be clear. My message tonight is to all paramilitaries across Northern Ireland's divided communities. And before I share God's word on the subject, let me make it clear, I'm not opposed to the PSNI. I can't be. Having read God's word, no Christian can be opposed to the PSNI. So I am not opposed to the PSNI or any other of our military or intelligent services. In fact, the men and women, and I'm on record in saying this many times in West Winds and other places, the men and women of the RUC, the UDR, the RIR, and other of Her Majesty's Armed Services played a vital role in what has become known as the Troubles, almost 40 years of conflict in Northern Ireland. Their dedication and their sacrifice cannot go unnoticed and must be acknowledged. During the 40 years of conflict, paramilitary groups were formed, such as the Ulster Volunteer Force, the Ulster Defence Association, the Ulster Freedom Fighters, the Red Hand Commando, the Irish Republican Army, the Provisional Irish Republican Army, the Irish National Liberation Army, and others. They were formed because some people had no confidence in the police or the army to protect them or their communities. And that's really important. These groups were formed because communities did not feel that they were protected by the state. However, a misconception for many people is that these groups were engaged in a religious battle, Protestant versus Catholic, when in fact the essence of the conflict was, and I believe politically still is, about national identity and land ownership. Whatever the cause of the fighting and bloodshed, paramilitaries on both sides committed unthinkable acts of terror and mayhem, often murdering and maiming innocent people, many from within their own communities. But let me also say, and you might find this hard to swallow, some paramilitaries bravely saved the lives of innocent civilians. You just need to read your history and the conflict of Northern Ireland to see that. That doesn't justify it. I'm just acknowledging it, as I did acknowledge the RUC, the UDR, the RIR, and others. Now, support for these groups, the paramilitaries, continues to this day to divide Northern Ireland, and the legacy of 40 years of conflict leaves sectarianism thriving in every sphere of our society. We set up integrated schools to try to address the issue. It doesn't work. Some of the schools break up, prods on this side and the Catholics on this side. Sectarianism continues to thrive in our society. But again, paramilitaries are not just a Northern Ireland phenomenon. They have been around for a very, very long time. In fact, if you go into the history of the Old Testament, you will find that there were paramilitaries about in the days of King David. You will find that in the days of Jesus, there were paramilitaries. Both Barabbas and Judas Iscariot have been described as paramilitaries. But to quote a well-known Northern Irish politician, who himself has never been a paramilitary, "We haven't gone away, you know." And most paramilitary organizations could say the same thing. You see, even after 40 years of the police working hard to try to rid our communities of these groups, they haven't gone away, you know. And in fact, still recruit new members. But let me ask you tonight, should the paramilitaries go away? Considering many within our communities still support them, considering many within our communities still turn to them or often rely upon them, is it possible for the paramilitaries to just up sticks and go away? Well, the simple answer to should the paramilitaries go away? Yes, in an ideal world, they should. But is it possible for them to just go away? Well, the simple, emphatic answer is no. Paramilitaries cannot simply go away, because they are not just embedded within our communities. They are members of our communities. They are some mother's sons, some mother's daughters. They are children's mothers or fathers. They are brothers and sisters. Some have been described as suits by day and masks by night, local business and professional people. For whatever reason, many individuals joined these groups believing that they had a just cause to fight, kill, or die for. However, they have always been ordinary people within our communities. So they can't just go away. Maybe the question needs to be thought out a little differently. Maybe the question needs to be, should the organizational structures of the paramilitary groups be broken up and the organizations be disbanded? The answer is yes. Without any shadow of doubt, the answer is yes. But it's just not that simple. You see, I believe if the paramilitary groups decided at midnight tonight that they would disband, it could initially lead to chaos in our communities and civil unrest right across our country. I believe new factions would form. Witch hunts for perpetrators of past crimes like punishment beatings and shootings would take place. Vigilante gangs would be operating to protect lives and property or to hold on to their territories. The PSNI currently couldn't possibly police the level of chaos or criminality that may initially exist. Would Protestants feel like their communities could be under threat? Places like Cluain Place in Belfast, places like The Fountain in Londonderry. Would they feel immediately that their communities are going to be under threat and they would take the offensive? Or would Catholics think that their homes are going to be targeted by loyalists when they live on interfaces? I'm sure the PSNI would agree. Getting rid of the paramilitaries isn't an easy task. But what I believe is required to allow the paramilitaries in due course to go away is an agreed, equally adopted exit strategy. It has to be thought out clearly. Without this type of agreement and strategy, it just isn't going to happen. And I'll tell you that again. Without that type of strategy, it is never going to happen. Without this, the PS and I will spend the next 40 years working hard to try and rid the communities of these paramilitary groupings. Well, today, when you listen in our communities, there is still a lack of confidence in the police from both sides. Even though they created a discriminatory law to try to make everybody like the police, there still is a lack of confidence. Some would say it's built up a wee bit more in one community, but it's diminished in another community. And the police don't have an easy job here to try to balance all of this. In fact, one community says the police can never be trusted because they colluded with groups to kill their loved ones. Others suggest that the police use paramilitaries as informers, even permitting some paramilitaries to sell drugs or commit other acts of crime if they provide regular information on criminality to the PSNI. Such is the level of mistrust and lack of confidence in our society. We need a miracle from God. And while this mistrust and lack of confidence in the PSNI exists, people will continue to turn to the paramilitaries. But let me add another note. Also, our country is rife with victims of paramilitaries and other state-sponsored organizations. And many victims still seek justice or try to live with the consequences of other people's deeds against them. And victims' needs cannot be ignored. Their tears and their heartache is the same no matter from which community they derive. So let me ask, would enabling the paramilitaries to simply disappear and go away bring justice for the victims? Would it give them closure? No. The issue of addressing 40 years of paramilitarism is a complex one, and there are no easy solutions. And Shiloh is not here to provide the solution. But what I want to provide tonight is God's word on this matter. And it's simple. Firstly, God has made it clear, absolutely clear, that we're to pray for and be subject to the governing authorities, those who rule over us, including the police, who are employed to uphold law and order through the detection, prevention, and investigation of crime. We are to pray for the police. We are to pray for those who govern and rule over us. We are to submit to the authorities. However, those who rule over us, including the PSNI, are themselves not above the law. Secondly, when it comes to God's word on the matter of paramilitaries, you might be surprised to find that it's the same as it is to all people. Repent. Repent of your sin. Trust in Jesus, or you will perish. In Luke chapter 13, when Jesus was told about some Galileans whose blood Pilate had mingled with their sacrifices, Jesus responded, "Do you suppose these Galileans were worse sinners than all other Galileans? I tell you, no. But unless you repent, you will all likewise perish." Do you suppose these paramilitaries are worse sinners than you? I tell you, no. But unless you repent, you will likewise
perish. See, on this subject of the Galileans, these are thought to have been rebels rebelling against Pilate and his authority. And he took the opportunity by a tout, letting him know that they were in the temple. He took the opportunity to send in the troops and he wiped them out. Literally, their blood was mingled with the sacrifices. But Jesus' point is clear. People shouldn't think others are worse sinners than themselves. People shouldn't think others are worse sinners than themselves. Rather, Jesus says, we should repent of our own sin, or we too shall perish. As I said, it's not my place, nor that of the leadership here in Shiloh, to condone or condemn paramilitaries. As I said, they are members of our communities. We must leave all the condemnatory judgment in the hands of the judge of all the earth. For in the end, he will do what is right. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, we live in a society that is torn apart, Lord, with sectarianism. A vacuum, Lord God, many years ago filled by paramilitaries. Communities, Lord God, lacking confidence in the police and security services, Lord God, they turned to the paramilitaries. We ask you, Father, please, that you would give wisdom to leaders, leaders in government, leaders in with civic responsibility, leaders even within the paramilitaries, to come up with an agreed exit strategy, Lord, please, that there would be no more bloodshed, that there would be no more conflict, that there would be no more killing. We ask, Father, please, that you would help our security services, our security forces, to know your guidance and your protection. That you, Lord God, would enable them to confound the plans of terrorists and to bring to justice those, Lord God, who seek to commit evil and wicked crimes. We pray for men and women within paramilitaries as well, Lord God, and ask that you would extend grace and mercy to them, Lord God, and convict them in their conscience, that they would repent lest they perish. Thank you that in Jesus there is a full and wonderful salvation for all who hope in him. And we pray, Father, that all who hear this, all, Lord God, who recognize that there is forgiveness with you, would humbly come to you through Jesus Christ, your Son, and have their sins forgiven, and leave their evil and wicked ways behind, and walk in the ways of the Lord. For your ways are the right ways. Your ways are the best ways. And your ways lead to life. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.